Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to chat about Plectranthus or spur flower, an indigenous plant in flower at the moment, so you may see them in shady gardens right now. So Plectranthus is in the mint family and there are about 44 species occurring naturally in South Africa. They flower at the end of their growing season, so provide a mass of color in late summer to autumn. Plectranthus usually have tall flower spikes that rise up above the very aromatic foliage. Flowers range from white to pink, mauve and purple. They are ideal for shady gardens, so need shade to semi-shade conditions. This makes them very useful as ground covers or shrubs planted under trees. They enjoy moist soil, so need regular watering, especially over summer. Plectranthus is also very fast growing and attracts sunbirds and insect pollinators like butterflies. Because they root so easily, they are also very easy to propagate from cuttings. Make sure your cutting has at least two nodes and insert one third of the cutting into river sand. Rooting hormone is not necessary because they root so easily. I'll mention a few species of Plectranthus now. There's Plectranthus alicia or madagascariensis. This particular spur flower has green and white variegated foliage and works well as a ground cover mass planted under trees. It has spikes of small white flowers and can be propagated by cuttings or rooted runners. There's also Plectranthus verticillatus, which is commonly called Swedish ivy. It has glossy dark green leaves with a slight maroon tinge. Swedish ivy has gained popularity as a hanging basket specimen because of its dainty tubular white flowers with purple markings. There's also a bushy Plectranthus called Mona Lavender. This hybrid was developed at Kirstenbosch and has become popular around the world. It grows in a dense round bush to 75 centimeters in height. The spikes of soft lavender flowers make it an ideal container specimen for shade to semi-shade. For taller growing bushes, there's Plectranthus zuluensis, which can grow up to 2 meters high. This Plectranthus has delicate pale blue flowers and soft green foliage with a velvety appearance. There's also the large spur flower bush, Plectranthus eclonii, which can grow to 2 to 3 meters in height. The large spur flower bush has very showy flowers with either pink, blue or white flower spikes. Spur flowers are fast growing and rewarding. There is also enough variety of species available and you can choose between bushy or ground cover forms. Some spur flowers also make wonderful container specimens, for example Plectranthus saccatus, known as the stoop jacaranda because it performs so well as a pot plant on stoops and shaded patios. The different species of Plectranthus can be planted in groups or you can use a single specimen as a focal point in the garden. So that's all from me for today. To see what Plectranthus plants look like, visit my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a lovely weekend.